Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Wow, I hope the weather's nice we are at today. It's actually unbelievably nice here today. The New England weather is unbelievable. Yesterday was icy and freezing, slipping all over the place. And today, I tell you, another 10 degrees and you could go swimming. You can feel that warmth on your face. It's crazy. All the ice from yesterday's ice storm is melting all over the place. And tomorrow we'll probably get a blizzard. It's just crazy. But I'm not complaining about today. It's actually really nice. Bright and sunny, blue sky. That's New England. It really is. Skiing one day, swimming the next. Very strange. We got an interesting guest today. I'm really going off on a limb with this one. Going to get real funky here. Marshall Hall is his name, and he is a geocentrist. he claims the Earth is the center of the universe, and that the sun, along with the planets and everything else, revolve around the Earth. So I thought it'd be interesting to have him on. Hey, you know, you never know. Like my brother used to say to me, Charlie, there's nothing wrong with you. It's the whole world that's wrong. So you never know. He might be right, or the rest of us are wrong. Hey, you know, I just like to give alternative viewpoints, an opportunity to come on here and let's give it a hearing. Let's see. Let's see if he can defend his position. I thought it'd be interesting. If nothing else, get us to think. So he'll be coming on after the break. I have to tell you, I already don't agree with this guy, but you never know. I've had to eat humble pie many times on a lot of things. I'm not so sure this one's going to convince me, but, it doesn't pay to listen to what people have to say, and then you decide from there. I'll tell you, I was dead set on the Apollo missions being true up until just a few years ago. I started looking into it. I was resistant for the longest time. I wouldn't even look into it. But sure enough, I found out, son of a gun, they lied about that too. So you never know. Anyway, before we go into that, just a couple quick announcements. I've been promising people forever and a day that I was going to get that book edited, An Alternative View of the Distant Past. I was waiting to re-edit it before I posted it, but you know what? It's not that bad, actually. And because I've been getting so many requests for it, I'm just going to post it tonight. I went through it yesterday. I did some formatting of it, got it ready to convert into PDF format, and I'm going to upload it tonight. So be looking for that either by tonight or definitely by tomorrow. It'll be posted on Lulu. Those of you who have been waiting to read this book, I know I've had a lot of people asking me about it. Again, if not by tonight, definitely tomorrow I'll have it up on Lulu. So again, just go to lulu.com, lulu.com. Just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, Giuliani, and you'll see, you'll see all of my books come up. But the one that you'll be looking for that I'll be posting again either tonight or tomorrow, it's called An Alternative View of the Distant Past. And this is the one that, in fact, in the next, week or two, I'm going to be doing some discussions based around that book. For example, I'm going to do a show on, advanced technology in the ancient past. I think you'll find that really interesting. That's one of the subjects, one of the many subjects that I cover in the book. So, again, I'll have that up. And, if there's a couple glitches in it, my apologies. I did do a pretty good job editing it earlier this year. So, it shouldn't be too bad. If there are a couple glitches, well, hey, let me know and I'll fix them in the next printing, the next edition I do of it. But anyway, all right, guys, we're going to a short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Marshall Hall. This should be interesting. Call in if you've got questions or gripes. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back. Lose the love I knew, safe beneath it.
Ooh. Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Today our guest is Marshall Hall. He's a researcher who has come to the conclusion that the Earth is at the center of the universe, called geocentricity. And I thought it'd be interesting, since this show is dedicated to exploring alternative viewpoints on just about everything under the sun, I thought this would be a fitting topic, whether you agree or not. Let's give the guy a hearing. Let's see what he's got to say and see if he can, defend his position. And like I said, you're welcome to call in. If you have any questions or comments for the guest, the toll-free number to do so is 800-313-9443. Again, that's toll-free, 800-313-9443. Welcome to the show, Marshall.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued. I've been going through some ideas in my head. I got a lot of questions, as I'm sure you can imagine. But I think I summed your theory up correctly, right? Geocentricity, that the Earth, in fact, is orbited by pretty much everything in the universe.
Actually, there's a slight thing there. Geocentrism or geocentricity, I think geocentrism is a little more accurate. It's certainly more scriptural. And I think the science upholds it, as we'll see.
So the basic premise that you get for this, you claim, is from Scripture.
No, I'm not use Scripture to prove anything, but what I will give you will prove that the Scripture is right.
Okay, but I mean, where exactly in the Bible does, you know, is there a verse that seems to give credence to this?
Well, there isn't just one. I've got 67 verses on my link at my site, which is fixedearth.com. There's no question about the biblical support for it. The only question is why people gave up on that after Copernicus came along.
Well, could you give us an example of, you know, maybe one or two or three passages?
Sure.
Or paraphrase them?
Joshua chapter 10, Joshua said, "Sun, stand thou still, and thou moon over Ajalon." And he repeated that, of course. Either you have to change that to where he said the earth stands still, when it says very plainly sun. There are other verses that I can quote to you. The Habakkuk, you know, with the sundial and the sun going down, and he made the sun, the shadow go backwards, and
right.
On and on it goes as far as the scriptural verses are concerned. The best way is just to find them there and look at all 67 of them. But they're all quite plain, and they've all had to be changed. And when churches and other people changed them, they did so gradually, saying this is just phenomenological language or a language of appearance. People wouldn't have understood if he had said it the other way and that kind of thing.
So you're referring to the verses that talk about the sun moving, the 60 somewhat that you're referring to. That's basically the premise, right, when it talks about the sun rising, setting.
Right.
And I mean, are there any ones that are more specific than that actually talk about, you know, everything going around the earth, the stars circle the earth? Is there anything like that?
Sure. I wasn't sure that you'd come up with that, but there are... I'm looking in the front of my book.
Are these listed on your site where, you know, someone can go and check them
sure.
out?
Sure. It's fixedearth.com, and you just look around for the 67 verses that say the earth is not moving. Sun, stand thou still, and the sun stood still. In Joshua, we see chapter 10, 12. The world also shall be stable, that it not be moved, in 1 Chronicles 16, 30. The world also established, that it cannot be moved. Psalm 93, and he hangeth the earth on nothing. Job 26, and on it goes. If you want more of those, I'll read them.
But, yeah, I was just curious. So the earth, what was the passage? The earth is fixed, it cannot be moved?
Yes, the earth is established, that it cannot be moved.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you're aware, you've probably heard these objections, that, you know, that could be interpreted to mean that, you know, man cannot move the earth out of its orbital position. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's actually still in space. But, yeah, I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate.
Certainly, that's fine. But actually, the word established means just what it says is fixed, and it cannot be moved. It's hung on nothing. It goes out, and one of the Psalms that... like a bridegroom to run a race and make a circuit, returns. It's all quite clear. I suppose the real thing that you're incredulous about is why, if the Bible is quite plain on this, how did it get changed, or what was God's idea, and so forth? Can they be explained in other ways? The only way you can change, stand thou still, sun, stand thou still, is just to say, it didn't mean that. If you want to do that, why, that's okay, of course, but it will prove, the science will show you that it's not.
Yeah, and I certainly want to get into the science, but I just, again, I'm not trying to be antagonistic, but, you know,
stick with it. I've got another link on the grammatical and semantical evidence from the Bible, showing the earth not the sun moves and not the earth. God set them, the sun and the moon, and stars.
I'm sure you do know, though, that you know not everything in Scripture obviously is to be taken literal. There's a passage in Judges that talks about talking trees, for example. You know what I'm saying? The argument could be used that, well, when it says the sun moved, if that's literal, then the trees, you know.
Sure. Sure, you've got several kinds of things like that you can say, but we're dealing here with black and white. It's either moving or it isn't. Everybody believes it is because that's what we've learned ever since Copernicus. It's been an increasingly sophisticated indoctrination, I'll call it, since then, and we believe it moves, but no one has ever seen it move. There's no evidence that it's ever it moves, and some of the facts surrounding its movement are things that we could talk about that begin to open people's eyes a little bit, such as the speeds.
Yeah, well, I'll agree that you know when you look up at the sky, as far as our perspective goes, yeah, I mean you can make the argument that everything else is moving and not us. I mean it's like when you're in a car and you're at a stoplight and the guy in the next lane backs up. I've had that sensation where you go to jam the brake and you realize you're not moving. It's the guy that backed up.
That's an illusion.
I mean that certainly from that perspective, just looking up at the sky, it could be just a matter of
perspective. What we observe is that it's not moving. We observe the sun come up and go around every day. We observe the moon to go around. We observe the stars to go around. We photograph them, you know. They, as far as observational science is concerned, show me, science, why the Earth is not moving. It is assumed, of course, that it must be moving because otherwise everything that science says would be wrong.
Right.
So you start out with a premise that it's moving, and you accept the idea that we get day and night and so forth because the Earth is rotating on an axis. But there's
right.
no evidence for it. It's just an assumption. I've got one link that has seven assumptions that are involved. A classic one is, we're talking about a mathematical model here from Copernicus, right?
Yeah.
1543, he had a mathematical model in his book that they handed him on his bed, and he died that same day. Just coincidentally, but it's just a mathematical model, and that model says that the moon, both sides agree that the moon moves. It's not an argument whether, we can argue whether the sun moves or the earth moves, but it's not an argument whether the moon moves. It moves. But in this model, they had to reverse the direction of the moon to make it show up right on the eclipses and the phases and so on. Now that's
right.
Strange, isn't it?
I've got quite a few questions I want to ask you, but we actually have a caller. Before I go to the caller, though, I'm just wondering. I'm looking on your website, and you got a globe there suspended like in midair. I guess it's using magnetics.
Yeah, electromagnetism. Huh?
Yeah, do you sell those things?
No, I don't. I bought it somewhere.
Well, I got to find out where. I want one of those. Those are cool.
They are cool.
Yeah, I want to get one of those. You don't know where you got it, huh?
Well, I don't, but you can see, just put something in your search engine about levitating globes, and you'll find a bunch of them.
I got one of those tops, not to get off the subject here, but I know where that came from. Edmund Scientific. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but if anyone wants a cool Christmas gift, they're about $40. It's a magnetic top. You can literally levitate it in midair about 4 inches off the surface of this powerful base magnet. It takes a little practice to master it, but I did it, and it stays up for about maybe 3-4 minutes. It's pretty incredible. You can cup your hand around it so people can see that you're not suspending it from a string, and then you know it's the wildest thing. Anyway, that's off the subject. Let's go to our caller. We got Kenneth on the line. Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to a break. Hold on, Kenneth, then we'll take you when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Before we go back to our guest and our caller, just want to remind listeners, RBN has a new sponsor that can help you this Christmas with your shopping. RBN listeners who use Powermall Global, that is, will not only save money on specials, but also they'll receive rebate checks for a percentage of their purchases. So, again, guys, check out Powermall Global. It has literally thousands of stores and millions of products to choose from. Don't get caught in the Christmas hustle and bustle this year. Simply stay at home and do your shopping right online. Go to www.powermallglobal.com. Again, that's www.powermallglobal.com. And check it out, guys. You can get some great savings and literally get some money back on your purchases. How can you go wrong there? And again, not to mention you'll save the hassle of the stores. Okay, we're going to go back to our guest, Marshall Hall, talking about geocentricity. And we have a caller, Kenneth, on the line. Welcome to the show, Kenneth.
Hello, Charles.
Welcome.
And Marshall.
Yes.
It's good to be on the line with you. I would like to, I'm very, very honored to talk with Marshall and you, Charles. And I would like to say, probably Marshall might not get around to it, but so to his own testimony, I'd like to say this on his behalf. Marshall has had his own Damascus Road experience. And Could I go ahead and just speak just a moment on this, Marshall?
Certainly.
Marshall was an atheist several decades ago, and he became a believer, and God woke him up to the truth. And he believes 100% the scriptures. And God says what he means, and he means what he says. And when God woke him up, he saw wholeheartedly the truth, and he sought it with his whole heart. And I've talked with Marshall several times on the phone. I've looked at his website. I'm not a scientist, but I can say one thing. I heard a saying, several years ago, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. And I'm sure there are people that are listening to this program. There isn't anything that will convince them against Copernicanism and against this idea that the heliocentrism. But the fact of the matter is, God says what he means. He doesn't speak in terminology that accommodates man's understanding. But he speaks in truth. He doesn't speak in terms that man, I don't think man can understand this right now, so I'll hold back on the truth. So he doesn't speak in terms, well, like in Psalms 19, very early in the program, I think Marshall mentioned something about the, when talking about the earth being fixed, and mentioned I think kind of a little Freudian slip there, about the strong man running the race. I think he was referring to the sun in Psalm 19. It talks about the sun going, his circuit is from one end of the earth, one end of the heaven to the other. And I know he'll get into that. But Psalm 19 talks about the sun's circuit is from one end of the heaven to the other. And over again, we find out from Scripture, it talks about the sun's going.
What we got to do next is get into the science of it, because I'm not so convinced from those statements. You know what I mean? Because we use that language today. I mean, scientists who obviously do not believe in geocentricity talk about the sun rising and setting. It's just
your
perspective. Right. But then again, but God talks about talking trees in the book of Judges, and I don't greet the elk trees outside my house. The elm trees, I should say. What I'm saying?
There are times it's very obvious when he uses figurative language, we can understand that. But there throughout the scripture, there are times when it's obvious he says what he means and he means what he says. And I'm sure that Marshall will get into that.
I mean, we haven't even started the conversation yet.
Sure. And I just wanted to clarify that. But, listen to this man, because he's full of wisdom. And I just want to mention one other thing. Marshall has truth that I think more and more Christians need to listen to. He's not a crackpot. He echoes with truth from God's Word. He repudiates what the Word of God talks about in 1 Timothy 6:19-21, where it talks about the oppositions of false science, which our universities are so full of today. We need men like Marshall Hall and others to expose and erode what centuries of false teaching, which unfortunately has crept unawares into the church and deceived even otherwise brilliant young men and women. These false teachers need to be exposed for what they are, and they're the ones that, I don't want to say what I really, feel on the air, but anyway, they have not done nothing but to put us into another dark age.
Any time you go against anything mainstream, that's going to happen, whether you're right or wrong.
Right.
But, let's give him a chance to get into the heart of this. I'll tell you what, we got another call waiting, too, so I want to get to this guy.
I want to thank Marshall for the wonderful job he's doing.
Okay, thank you, Kenneth, for the call.
Thank you.
When we get back, folks, we'll take Mike from Indiana. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4552. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, guys. Back here on Truth Hurts Radio. Our guest is Marshall Hall, a geocentrist. We've also got another caller on the line. Marshall, you do believe the Earth is round, right? I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Charles, because I'm not talking about a flat Earth or a concave Earth or anything like that. Just simply one of two alternatives that we've had for 400 or 500 years. Either the Earth's moving or it isn't moving. I think let's say we can put the Bible aside, although I've found, you know, I can read your list of the scriptures if you want them. But let's just say that the Bible says this, and it's not, doesn't mean the opposite of what it's saying, but means exactly what it's saying. Let's assume that. And if you want to, we can move on to any kind of things like Foucault's pendulum or.
Yeah. I definitely want to get into that, but let's go to our caller first. Mike in Indiana, go ahead, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Mike. Marshall, I've read some of your work, and it's great. Charles, he's right about what the scripture says. Even in Genesis, the very first part of it, in Genesis 1:1, it says God created the heavens and the earth, and then in verse 16, He creates the sun and the moon. But he ends the first day in verse 5.
I'm trying to remember where the stars came into the picture. Weren't they after
the firmament, which was in verse 7.
Mm.
He used the firmament to divide the heavens and the earth. And he created the sun and the moon in verse 16.
In other words, the Earth was created. There's no sun to go around.
Right.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I hadn't thought of that.
And then
I was wondered. Go ahead.
Oh, and as far as like the rotation of the Earth, they say that the Earth rotates at the equator at approximately 1,024 miles per hour. If you take a ball and spin it, the outer circumference is where they took the speed at. But anybody knows that at the top of the ball will be spinning 10 times as fast as the outer circumference at the largest part of the, you know what I'm talking about, of the ball. The top will be spinning thousands of times faster. So if you were to go to the North Pole and look up, you'd be spinning so fast you couldn't stand, you understand what I'm talking about?
Well,
think of a gear. If you put a gear and you spin a large gear next to a small gear, the large gear spins slower than
the
smaller
gear. You'll spin faster.
Gear.
I'm not so sure you'd spin that fast, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, there'd be a differential.
The differential's 1,024 miles per hour is fast.
Well, all the other speeds that the orbital speed's about 33 times the rifle bullet speed.
Right.
They suppose that the speed around the galactic movement's 250 times rifle bullet speed, half a million miles an hour, and then you have supposed Big Bang expansion up to the speed of light of 660 million miles an hour. I mean,
while we're on the subject of, you know, interesting alternative theories, I don't know if you guys heard of the expanding, it's not your typical expanding universe theory in the sense of, you know, we started from a small pinpoint in the Earth, you know, the Big Bang. No, this is the concept that all matter is constantly in the process of expanding. I recently read this Theory of Everything book, and though I don't agree with everything in it, this is another example of what you're talking about, where it all depends on your perspective. He argues the reason why we fall out a window if we jump, it's not because of a force called gravity that pulls us to the ground. He argues, just like Einstein points out, that the sensation of falling is no different than acceleration when you're in an elevator, you know. Even if you're in zero gravity out in space, if there's an elevator on the spaceship that you're in, and that elevator suddenly takes you up to the, you know, from floor one to the 10th floor in the space station that you're orbiting in, if it goes at a certain speed, you'll get the sensation of gravity as though you're on Earth. The same exact effect. And so he's arguing that what we call gravity, jumping out a window, is not an actual force called gravity. It's the same force of inertia. And what's happening is the Earth is actually expanding from underneath us, and it meets us as we hover in midair, jumping out the window. And you know what? For the same reason you're talking, you actually can't argue him. You really can't.
I believe you can. It goes back to your earlier illustration about being in a car and you think you're moving and you're not.
Right.
Suppose your car has no wheels and you're sitting in concrete, you can still get the same feeling. You can, or a train or anything like that. All those relativistic thought experiments of Einstein are just that. They're just thought experiments that prove nothing.
Because,
as I say, it could be in concrete, you know, you get the same feeling. The British had a joke about Einstein stuff when he had the train station one of the towns, and you couldn't tell whether it was the train was going or the train station. And they had a cartoon of, Liverpool gone by here yet or something like that. But, I mean, it's really nonsensical. If you accept the thought, if you accept the illusion and start with it, you can go. It's just the same as the Earth rotating. You start with that premise and that accept the illusion that it's rotating. Then you can go all the way from there to the Big Bang. And I want to get into that somewhere down the line on this point, Charles.
Look at DirecTV.
Sure, yeah, we better get on topic here because we're... Yeah.
Mike, let me say something real quick. DirecTV.
Okay.
Everybody who owns a satellite dish points their dishes all in the same spot. That satellite they put up in the air is geocentric. It never moves.
Right.
So if
because
the Earth
level
is moving, how do they keep it in place? They can't.
That's a good point, too.
Mm.
There's no way for them to keep
the
molecule and the satellite to keep it in one place.
I think
not
that's
if the Earth is spinning at 1,024 miles per hour.
That may be an argument against gravity, but not necessarily the Earth moving. I mean, there's orbits where, you know, you have it too low, it'll move much quicker. You have it too high, it'll move much faster.
But every fish is pointed at exactly the same spot.
For a geocentric orbit satellite, yeah. But there's satellites that aren't in geocentric orbit.
No, there's not. They're all geocentric.
No. Look at the shuttle. The shuttle goes up in orbit. That's not geocentric. You can look at it.
It has fuel tanks. It has fuel tanks. Satellites do not.
I never thought. You're saying all satellites, including like the
none of them have
space
fuel
telescope?
Tanks.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. So like the, I have to admit, you caught me off guard on that one. I didn't know that.
They can reposition them short distances with solar power, but they cannot.
So the Mir station is in a the Mir station is in a geocentric orbit.
It's in geocentric orbit.
Geosynchronous.
It's in one spot.
Gee, if somebody else knows otherwise to that, call in. That's news. I hadn't even thought of that.
Every Apollo launch that they used a geocentric mathematics to figure out the launch pattern for that.
Same as they do for Same as they do for solar eclipses.
Right.
Hey, I might as well throw this out there. Do you guys believe the Apollo missions happened?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't believe they made it to the moon because of the Van Allen belt.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I'll tell you what, we got another caller. Was that it, Mike? Did you have any?
Thanks.
You all set?
Thanks,
okay,
man.
Thanks a lot. Let's go to, I think this is my buddy John Coolis in the Netherlands. What do you know? Welcome to the show, John.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hear me? That's him. Here he is. Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful show, Charles.
This is John Coolis. I was just going
to
introduce you for those that don't know. This is John Coolis from UntoldMysteries.com. He's got a show, he's got a couple shows, but the one he's most famous for is Untold Mysteries every Sunday afternoon. In fact, I'm usually a featured guest on his show. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yes, if people don't know how to type it, just type in unexplained.eu from Europe. That's easier, unexplained.eu. But I want to ask two questions for the guest you have. A wonderful topic. The first question is, have you ever studied the documentary Zeitgeist, Part 1? And the other question is, can you imagine that the majority of Christians would perceive this as a way to put down Christianity as a whole because of this, that he actually is doing a disservice to Christianity?
I'm sure.
Let me start with that second one. That certainly occurred to me. I think that is one of the reasons that people use to keep from looking at this subject. They say, well, it'll just it's going to end up, and everybody knows that the Earth is really rotating and going around the sun, and you're just going to make a fool out of yourself, and you're going to make the Bible look bad, worse than it is, you know, if you keep doing this. But right on the other hand, when we get around to the point of realizing that every single facet of every concept, from the rotating Earth to the orbit around the sun to the relativity, expanding universe, Big Bang, all the concepts that make up modern-day cosmology I've found and have on my links in my website show that all of these are come out of a holy book, the Zohar Kabbalah, going back at least 2,000 years, the 15.3 or 5 billion year old universe. That was the same time of Jesus. A Kabbalist sage wrote that by using a 42 letter name for God. He came up with 15.3 billion years. And everything that we believe to be true science is in those holy books. So for starters, let's be sure that we realize that we're talking about a religion, whether it's the Christian religion and the Bible, or the Pharisee religion and the Zohar Kabbalah.
But in other words, like John was asking, you go against mainstream Christianity with just about anything, and of course they're going to come down upon you with a vengeance. So I don't imagine you've gotten you've won any popularity contests with mainstream Christianity on this one.
Well, I don't know about that, Charles. It seems if you looked at my webpage there, I just put up some new figures for the last 7 months. Now I've had 750,000 hits, and
really?
Hardly ever get any negative mail.
Three quarters of a million hits
in the last 7 months. Yeah.
No kidding.
By the way, there is a Flat Earth Society, by the way.
Yeah, in London. Yeah, yeah.
There's a what? You Fixed know, Earth?
A Flat Earth Society. But he's not advocating that. He does agree that the Earth is round.
I know.
Did that answer your questions, John? Or did you have, I think you had another question.
Now, the first question was, what does he know about the documentary called Zeitgeist? It's actually a summary of a more complex documentary from Jordan Maxwell, The Naked Truth, talking about the relationship between the Babylonian, the Sumerian, and other ancient knowledge that is being copycatted, being repeated, with the same symbology being copied all over again. So if you study Zeitgeist Part 1, you actually see a summary of a more complex documentary that's called The Naked Truth of Jordan Maxwell.
kind of like a revival of modern revival of ancient paganism.
I haven't read that, but I've read some comparable things. There's quite a little movement on about the electric universe, physicists.
Ah, yeah. What do you think of that?
And, I guess he can't answer it. Okay, I have to hang up then.
Okay, well, we'll see if he can elaborate on it some more. Thanks, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
I guess you haven't seen Zeitgeist. You're not familiar with it, right?
No, I don't know what he's referring
yeah,
to.
Well, I think what he was talking about is the relationship between ancient pagan religions and what we see now, even in mainstream Christianity. I have to agree, there is a lot of similarities. I think mainstream Christianity is essentially pagan, but that's for another show.
Much of what you say is true, because after all, when we say Christianity, we're talking about a third of the world's population, nominally at least, but it's fragmented so much. Charles, as you know, you got at least 50 major denominations with over 200,000 people. They've all got the same Bible.
Actually, in this country, there's about 3,000. A lot of them are small local groups, but there's about
under 200,000 members. They can't break that down very well, but we're talking about a lot of
none of them agree on anything, but they're all right.
Exactly. If you want the truth, you can't place it. That's
a mess.
What I tell you. I've had the privilege of the benefit of studying with just about all of them and reading their material and going to their churches and things, and I found a lot of nice people who sincerely believe, and I'm not judging any of them. All I'm saying is that I believe the evidence God is now moving to show the world that if there's one single thing, we're talking about it right now today, that can change the world more than 1,000 WMDs, and that is to learn that we've been deceived about the earth moving.
Well, we've been deceived about a whole lot of things, no question about that. I tell you what, we got another caller, and then I want to get into, I got a couple real hard-hitting questions. I want to get into the mechanics of this, the science of it. But let's go to Richard in Alabama. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Oh, I'm listening to this program on the K-band satellite, and I got a question. Isn't the K-band satellite that I'm listening on really a series of satellites in low orbit just following one another and being handing off the signal to me?
If you're asking me, and I presume that's related to what the previous caller said about those low Earth, the LEO orbits and stuff, I didn't get into that because I don't really see it that way. The only thing I've dealt with is the alleged geosynchronous satellites up at 22,000 miles.
Well, if you get geosynchronous, it wouldn't be down, the antenna wouldn't be aimed so close to the horizon. And the K-band could not be, it's just not anywhere close to the Van Allen belt or above it. But I've heard that if you get up into a geosynchronous orbit, that the electronic equipment degrades very rapidly, and it doesn't survive. So they like to keep their communication satellites in a low orbit so that it's more protected And
how far out is the geosynchronous orbit? Do you know? Or?
It's 22,240 feet exactly. You know, I mean, within a...
So like four miles or so.
I mean, you have to pop it right into that spot, which is another phenomenal thing. When you... Gravity cannot explain this thing. You got to factor in the electromagnetism, and so you can, instead of calling them geosynchronous, you can call them geostationary, because when you look up, they're always there.
But the Mir station is much farther out than that. It's like 100 miles out.
Oh, it isn't far out at all. 200 and some miles, I think.
Well, it's still more than 4 miles, the geosynchronous distance.
Yeah. Geosynchronous.
Well, I tell you, we got to cut to a break.
Nobody answered.
Hold that thought. Wait a second.
Nobody answered.
Okay, hold on with us and we'll take that when we get back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Hey, if nothing else, it's great to get off the subject of sleazy, corrupt politics for a change. We've got Marshall Hall on today talking about geocentricity, and we still got Richard on trying to get an answer to his question here. I'm still not sure. So you're asking if your TV satellites are in geosynchronous orbit? Oh, I guess Richard dropped. Oh, well, I thought he was going to hold on with us. But I don't know. I mean, did you...
I thought he said... I think he was saying he answered it or something when he quit. I'm not sure. Maybe he said he didn't answer.
Yeah, I thought...
The geosynchronous satellite's 22,000 miles out. Those I know that the satellite dishes do point to, and they're always there. Or in fact, you don't have to have a satellite dish. You can just look up with your binoculars.
Yeah, I think you said 22 feet. You meant 22 miles or 22,000?
22,000 miles. 22,200 miles.
Okay, because I think you,
so far,
yeah.
You know, they're really out there. These other ones are, if you have a 12-inch globe, you know, they're only like a 3/16 of an inch off the globe or something.
Right. Okay, so 22,000 miles. I'm almost positive. If somebody knows for sure, call in. But I'm almost positive that the space station is not in geosynchronous orbit because it
may not.
You can't.
I won't go there because I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
Yeah, but I mean, but you were saying that everything without its own power source is in geosynchronous, but that's not the case with that.
I wasn't saying that. I believe the caller was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I wanted to get into the heart of this here because I have a few really big questions. The first one, obviously, if we accept current theory about gravity, I'm not so sure I do, but one thing does seem to be very not only common, it's always the case throughout the universe, is that smaller bodies orbit larger ones. Certainly you see that with galaxies, you see that with solar systems, they're discovering new planets all the time, and always the planets are smaller than the stars they orbit. The moons are smaller than the planets they orbit. You don't see a moon larger than a planet orbiting that planet. You know. So it does seem to indicate that this law of gravity, whatever that is, because nobody really knows what gravity is to this day, but we'll call it gravity for the sake of argument right now. Smaller objects always orbit larger ones. Obviously, the Earth is not larger than the Sun, nor is it larger than all the stars and galaxies in the universe, which are infinitely larger than the Earth, essentially. Where does the law of gravity fit in there, or the law of physics? You know, what kind of force are you saying it's God holding everything in orbit around the Earth?
Well, that's one of the toughest questions, I think. There is,
because there is consistency, you have to agree, everywhere we look, you know,
right,
throughout the whole known
universe.
Consistent,
but I heard a NASA fellow on TV 3 or 4 years ago, and he was lecturing, and he said this about the sun. He said, if I had a big enough glove, and heat-resistant enough glove, I could stick my hand right through the sun. So we may be talking about bigger in terms of appearance, but in terms of actual volume,
density, and yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So that's one way to go at this. I'm going to give that some more thought for some better answers, but it is a mathematical thing.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's a major problem. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Marshall Hall.
With recent internet.